This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we've got a ton to get to, everything from politics to history to gas station food, so we don't have time to sit around. It's time to dig in and get focused.
But my focus is just stay focused.
Jesse, as a history buff, can you recall a more tumultuous, that's a great word, 25 years than what we've experienced since the beginning of this new millennium? Between 9/11, wars, a housing collapse, the string of presidents we've had, technology moving rapidly as it has, pandemic, et cetera, has there been a more tumultuous quarter century than the ones we're currently in? You can say my name. Well, that's a difficult question to answer because we don't have a great perspective, right? I think that perspective, part of the reason I love history is perspective helps. It helps us deal with our day-to-day problems, our country problems. And yet, look, you made a great case. You look back at the last 25 years, you got the 9/11, the global war on terror, you know, idiot president after idiot president. It's been a tough road, but I don't know. I'd say if you lived from 1850 to 1875, that would probably classify as a pretty rough quarter century, wouldn't you imagine? Little things like the country dividing itself and then shooting each other in the face, kind of a big deal. If you lived from, I don't know, 1915 to 1945, you've been through it. Think about that. You've been through it. I'm not denying any of our problems. We talk about them all the time. You talk about them. I talk about them. We got plenty of problems, tons of them. There's no shortage of things to talk about here every day. That's for sure. But I think we should keep some perspective. Yes, it's a rocky time in history. How many times in history haven't been rocky? You know, problems come. That's the way it goes. Problems come. Life comes with problems. Personal problems. Countrywide problems. It happens. You know, I'll tell you something we don't think about enough, and this is probably going to hit home for some people. I just had a friend who was recently diagnosed. It doesn't matter. He's very sick. And a young guy. Tell you what we don't think about. Health. You don't ever think about your health or dwell on your health until it goes bad. Maybe you've had cancer. Maybe you're in the middle of cancer. Maybe you have cancer or some other disease that's going to kill you. How often does health cross your mind? How often do you say to yourself, I wished I'd appreciated it more back when I was healthy? You know, life is just funny that way. It's going to come with peaks and valleys, baby. That's what I tell my sons all the time. Peaks and valleys. King of meat. Which gas station chain has the best made-to-order food? Sheetz, Wawa, Buc-ee's, etc. I know you're classy enough to frequent these places. I'm team Sheetz all the way. Okay, I know all about gas stations. I'm Mr. Gas Station. As I have said, the gas station is so underrated. We always take, you know, occasionally we'll do calls and we'll say, tell me about your blessings. I want to know about a blessing in your life. You understand how blessed we are to have gas stations? The gas station is incredible. I pull in. I might go on the way home from work. I go sometimes when I don't even need anything in the gas station. I pull in my gas station. Maybe I need to fill up. You know what I'll do when I fill up? I'll saunter on into the gas station. Maybe I want a switchblade that day. They've got them. Maybe the wife's out of eggs. She's doing some baking. My gas station has a dozen eggs if I want it right there. Frozen pizza. They got it. Six pack of beer if you're a drinker. They got it. Bag of Doritos. They got it. Maybe you want to go burn a heater. They got those too. Do you want to screw up the line for everyone else and buy 15 Powerball tickets? You can do that at the gas station. The gas station is this little wonder of the world. And I have been to every gas station on the planet. Probably not, but I've been to a lot. And yes, I've eaten at Sheetz. I've eaten at Wawa several times. And I've eaten at Buc-ee's several times. And I'm here to tell you something. We've had this talk before. Let me just lay it out for you. Everybody, depending on what region of the country you're in, everyone has a grocery chain or two that they think is superior to all other grocery chains. If you're in Florida right now, Florida Man Radio, if you're listening to the sound of my voice in Florida right now, every single one of you is yelling Publix. Publix, Publix, Publix. And I love Publix. I'm never going to dog on Publix. Publix is amazing. And why do you love your grocery store, whatever it is? No, ours is better. You don't understand. They have a special sandwich shop. Oh, you'd understand if you came in this one, you'd see this special deli. Every freaking grocery store has all that crap. They're all the same. Everybody has a big grocery chain that serves a bunch of different stuff with fresh food that's good. I know everyone thinks theirs is the best, and I just offended 100% of the people listening. I'm telling you, they're all the same. Same thing with gas stations. People think, depending on their region, people think their gas station chain is superior to all others. Sheetz is a great example. Now, I love me some Sheetz. I was just in West Virginia a couple months ago. I had dinner at Sheetz. Something classy. You know, I love Sheetz. But it's not really special. It's better. Look, it's better than normal, but it's not really special. Oh, we have a Quick Trip. You don't understand at the Quick Trip. No. I do understand. I've been to gas stations all over the country. Every time you go in a nice one, a nice big one, they're all doing the same thing the other guy's doing. With one exception. And you know, I love Texas. I moved to Texas on purpose with no job. I didn't even have a job. I just knew we wanted to raise our kids in Texas. So we came here on purpose, okay? But I'm the furthest thing away from a Texas homer. I tell you what I love and what I hate. The food in this state, best in the country. The weather, worst in the country. That's just the bottom line. There is no gas station chain in the country like Buc-ee's. Nothing. You think your Sheetz or Wawa or whatever it is super special. And it's good. Again, I'm a Wawa fan. In Buc-ee's, they will pull a fresh brisket off the smoker in front of you and slice it up for you. I don't mean they do a mean chicken strip. They have the best pastries I think I've ever eaten in my life. The pastry section is bigger than your grocery store. The barbecue, brisket, pulled pork. I get Philly cheesesteak burritos at Buc-ee's. That's my go-to meal now. And you know, I'm a Mexican food freak. I love Mexican food. The tortillas are so soft, they might be the softest tortillas I've ever had. When you walk into a Buc-ee's, they pay their employees, what is it, Chris? It's something like $15 an hour. It's more than that. Yeah, they pay their employees over the top money, but they get over the top training. and they demand over-the-top performance, you can eat off the floor in a Buc-ee's, and I'm not kidding, in the bathroom. You walk in the bathroom, it doesn't even smell. It's huge. There's 1,000 dudes in there going number one and number two, and the bathroom doesn't smell. And you know I'm grossed out by public restrooms. If you have to go, you pull in Buc-ee's. They have full-time people in there cleaning it. You have never in your life seen a gas station like Buc-ee's. I have never in my life. And you know how you'll know you're coming up on one? Because they have billboards for them 50 miles away. Don't get gas here. Yeah, more. Chris said more. He's right, more. 50 miles away. There's a Buc-ee's coming. Get ready for Buc-ee's. Gearing up for Buc-ee's. They've got to have 100 gas station pumps. It's like you're pulling into a city. I love me some Quick Trip and Cheats and Wawa. I'm telling you, they're all pimples on an elephant's butt compared to a Buc-ee's. I have never even seen anything like Buc-ee's before in my life. They make all their own stuff, and it's amazing. They have nuggets? Beaver nuggets, that's right. They have beaver nuggets. Thank you, Chris. They have beaver nuggets. They're these kind of like melt in your mouth. I wouldn't even call it a chip, but I wouldn't call it popcorn. They make their own candy. It's unbelievable. Don't drive by a Buc-ee's just for the experience. Pull in. Honestly, I don't like to get gas there because the pumps are so friggin' busy. We pull in just to eat. Oh, if you need a tent, they have it at Buc-ee's. Do you need a smoker itself? They have it at Buc-ee's. I don't even know what all they do there. I haven't even explored the whole thing. Did you forget clothes? They have all that at Buc-ee's. Trust me, it's like nothing you've ever seen. Now, there is one thing they don't have. They don't have my pillow. All right. And so before you go to Buc-ee's, make sure you've been to MyPillow.com stocking up on the greatest products on the planet. MyPillow, they are the patriotic company. You already know about Mike Lindell. You know his wonderful story, how he was hooked on drugs, life was a disaster, gave his life to Jesus, and now he's built this MyPillow company up into just being something amazing. Where product after product after product, it delivers. It's not just that they share our values. All the products are good. They're amazing. Have you had the MyPillow, the new premium one, the big boy? It's $25 right now. Go get one of those. Go get a couple of those while they're $25. They're not normally $25. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So I've been ranting a lot about democracy, how we're not a democracy. That's a dirty commie word, a word that they are purposely using and ingraining into the minds of the public because they wish we were a democracy. Then the mob could simply vote to take away your rights and my rights. We are not a democracy, a threat to democracy, a threat to democracy. They're trying to convince people that we are a democracy and then convince people that you're a threat to it so they can send the FBI after you. One of these two, Chris, Mike, I don't know which one it was, dug up a little video that I thought was pretty well done. The difference between a constitutional republic and a democracy. Actually, forget that. I found the video. Neither Chris or Michael. This was all me. Anyway, here it is.
The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of
This sounds really modern.
Subverting our republic and transforming it into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of American principles of government. Writers of the Constitution were anxious to safeguard liberty against dictatorship, monarchy they called it. But their chief anxiety was to protect the country against democracy. Alexander Hamilton, delegate from New York, said, "We are now forming a Republican government. Real liberty is not found in democracy. If we incline too much to democracy, we shall soon shoot into a monarchy." John Adams, one of the giants of the American Revolutionary period, said, "Democracy will envy all, contend with all, endeavor to pull down all. And when by chance it happens to get the upper hand for a short time, democracy will be revengeful, bloody, and cruel.
Doesn't sound like the Democrat Party at all, does it?
America was founded not as a democracy, but as a constitutional republic. We pledge allegiance to the republic for which our flag stands, not to a democracy. The Constitution requires a republican form of government for all states, but does not mention democracy, and neither does the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights. Truman asked him what kind of government the convention had given America, and Franklin replied, a republic, if you can keep it.
Dan Smoot apparently was the guy's name. That's from 1966. So this fight's been going on for a very long time, but he sounds like a very smart guy copying me. Copying me from 80 years ago. Shut up, Chris. Jesse, as time goes on, it seems like everyone has forgotten those of us who were left seriously damaged by the vaccine. The pain is unbearable, but even worse is that our country is okay with the acceptable casualties that we are. Please don't let them forget us. He said, use my name. His name is Richard from South Carolina. I've not forgotten Richard. I talk about it often. That disgusting poisonous shot they pushed into people. Operation Warp Speed. How many lives lost? Lives destroyed. People can't walk. People lost their moms, wives. That story. Oh, remember that story? That young mother was forced to get it by her job. Gone. Husband, now a widower, kids without a mom. And they all told you it was safe and effective. They all bragged about it. And most of the people who bragged about it knew it was bad. Remember that. Pfizer knew it was bad. Dear Dick Cheney of Paintball, rank these three things in level of importance in your life. The soundboard, ground beef, or Jewish producer Chris. And that's from Bradley. Well, Chris is obviously last, so let's set Chris aside. Soundboard or ground beef? You know, Chris and me were doing this show a long time before we had a soundboard. I don't think I could do without ground beef. What, Chris? Okay, that's a good point. See, Chris said no ground beef. He didn't say no steak. But man, I don't think you fully comprehend how hamburger helper-centric, in fact, how ground beef-centric I am as a human being. We have hamburger helper. The wife won't let me buy the box stuff anymore because she says there's too many preservatives, so she makes homemade hamburger helper, which is amazing. Oh, Chris, it's so good. Homemade hamburger helper, my world-famous cheeseburgers. Man, I think the soundboard would have to go. I think the soundboard would have to go, and that pains me. I don't know what I'd do without it. Hey, Jesse, I love the show, blah, 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 so on and so forth. Ha, me acting like Jesse Kelly. Well, anyway, at our house, we have a conflict. My dad says Ford is the better car company. I personally like Chevy. What do you think? He said, P.S., not as in the morals of the company, but the best quality of car. Well, I always bought the cheapest car I could find that got great gas mileage my whole life. And then when I got into my older working years and I could finally afford a pickup, I started with the GMC, and then I moved on to a Chevy, and then my most recent truck was a Ford. This is my experience with them. Chevy's GMC, I know it's the same truck, always seemed to be more comfortable. They rode a little better. That Ford I had, that thing flew, though. It had a twin turbo on it, and that thing would move. What, Chris? Yes, Chris, that's the one with the sunroof. I don't know why you have to bring up old stuff. You know what? This is why you were last on the list, after the soundboard, and after the ground beef. Anyway, I'm done with Chris. I want to talk about you. Mayonnaise, ham radio, and the Chinese. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him. But he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show, and you should, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, before we get back to the questions, I just want to talk about this briefly. The New York Post has an article today. It's not going to be surprising to you. You've known about this a long time. They have a map showing the Chinese-owned farmland next to 19 military bases. 19 of our military bases, communist China has bought farmland next to it. Now, the only thing I'm going to say about this is this. It's very, very frustrating to watch how weak and pathetic the leadership of this country is. And it's one of the things that's so daunting about the challenge ahead of us. Why do they ignore things like this? Why do they allow things like this? Well, so many of our leaders now, they're simply bought off by China or flat out America haters themselves, because there's no sane nation in the history of the world that would allow a foreign power, even one that was a friend, to buy up the land right next to your military base. That's not something any country in the history of the world would permit. Yet we permit that here in America. And it honestly, it reminds me of that article Lee Smith wrote. He came on here and talked about it one time. The article Lee Smith wrote about the war between Athens and Sparta. And I won't go into all the details of it, but about how the leaders, so many of the leaders of Athens, they simply just sold their country out. That's part of the reason they lost. They just, for 30 pieces of silver, they didn't love Athens, didn't feel any sense of duty for it, and just did them wrong. And that's exactly what we have here now. How many people are complicit or at least asleep at the wheel to allow the communist Chinese to, obviously they have plans for this. They have a plan. The Chinese didn't buy up the farmland next to the military bases so they could grow corn. They have a plan, and it's not a good plan. Can you imagine what would happen? Why do you think the Chinese would do that? What if war all of a sudden broke out? Even if their plan is simply to use that land to spy, that can be crucial. What's being mobilized? Where's it going? What port is it leaving from? Think of the critical information you could gather against a wartime adversary if you had a bunch of land and could observe their military base from your land. And we just allow this to happen. I brought this up last night. I complain about it all the time. I can't stand the fact that these problems we have are relatively easy to fix if we could just get the people in power to do something about it. If we could get them to care enough to do something about it. To all this commie street activism, easy fix, totally cake. Use your attorneys general. I hate that word. I always call them attorney generals, but I know that's not whatever. Use your AGs to go after the left-wing funding network arrest any foreign billionaire who funds this social unrest in the country, any street animal you catch on the streets doing all this, gluing themselves to the road and shattering windows, automatic mandatory minimum 10-year prison sentence, and poop, all that stuff goes away. Gone. Easy. Easy peasy. Like that. And we just don't have the will. Drives me nuts. Dear food guru and menu whisperer, what say you about the growing trend of putting just mayo or mayo with other toppings on hot dogs? What do you say are the acceptable and never acceptable toppings on hot dogs? American patriots want to know as the 4th of July approaches. His name is Paul. Okay, first, I have to tell you something. I have actually never had mayonnaise on a hot dog. I would, however, have mayonnaise on a hot dog. You can't ask Chris about this. He's a mayonnaise hater. Michael, are you a mayonnaise on a hot dog guy? See, Michael is. I love mayonnaise. I think it would be outstanding. Go ahead, Michael. What? You haven't, but he would. Okay, Michael's with me. He hasn't, but he would. I haven't, but I would. Chris hates mayonnaise, so we're not going to pay attention to him. Mayonnaise is a perfectly acceptable condiment on a hot dog. Now, the ultimate hot dog, you will find it in New York City because it has the red onion sauce they put on it. Now, we'll set that aside because most of you aren't in New York City. Ketchup, mustard, onions. That's how you eat a hot dog. If you really want to step up your game, my perfect hot dog is they have a ketchup. I put ketchup on it, and then they have jars of it in the grocery store here. A jalapeno mustard relish. It's yellow and you can see the little chunks of diced jalapeno, like pickled jalapeno in it. You spread that on a hot dog with some ketchup on there. That's as good as it gets. All these things are perfectly acceptable. Here's what's not acceptable. Whatever you people in Chicago are doing, I don't know what is going on. No, they're not, Chris. Poppy seed bun. Take your poppy seed bun and shove it. And more importantly, sauerkraut. Sauerkraut shouldn't be allowed on the planet, let alone on a hot dog. The only place you should even be able to find sauerkraut is when we take all the pedophiles and drop them on a deserted island. We should do a flyover once a day and just dump sauerkraut on top of their heads. That's the only way that stuff should even exist. Oh, gosh, I'm getting all fired up here. Since Jesse, since we talk about preparing ahead, My Patriot Supply and Burna and so on and so forth, I'm looking into ham radio just because I think it would be good to have in the event we're left without internet communications. Do you have any knowledge about ham? Do you have one? And also, more importantly, would we still be able to listen to the Jesse Kelly Show? Okay, I do not have a ham radio, but I am fascinated by them. And I got that fascination from my grandpa, Hank. I have messed with one before. He's rest in peace, grandpa. He had one at my grandma and grandpa, they were farmers, and he had one at his farmhouse when we would go out to their farmhouse when we weren't, you know, shooting squirrels and doing all the things kids used to be able to do out on a farm when I was a kid. Well, kids still do on a farm. But let's say the weather got bad or whatever. If you had to go inside, that was the kiss of death at grandma and grandpa's house. Grandma and grandpa's house, I mean, a farm is heaven for somebody like me who wants to go shoot things and swim and play tag with the cousins. And my grandpa would give me a BB gun and order me into his one of his barns because the mice and the rats were a nightmare for his horses. I was given orders to go kill mice and rats. They honestly, you might as well hand me a pot of gold for young Jesse. It's a heaven. But if the weather got bad and you had to go inside, Grandma and Grandpa had the oldest, crappiest TV in the world. I think it got two channels. Grandma, God rest her soul as well, Grandma Helen, she was quilting. She had a quilting thing there. What am I supposed to do in here? Play Scrabble against Grandpa? But he did have this upstairs area where he was a ham radio guy. And that's what he did. And he used to let us go mess with it within reason. I mean, he didn't let us trash the place or anything like that. But he let us go mess with it. And yeah, it was cool. Ham radio is freaking cool. Dome isn't cool.
When people stand together, when we use our collective voice, when we stand in solidarity, we can drive extraordinary change because it is we who stand together as the collective who have the power and the ability to see what can be, unburdened by what has been.
There's that line again. She loves that line. To see what can be, unburdened by what has been. Some college student wrote that line for her a couple years ago, and she just wrapped her arms around that thing and fell in love with it. And of course, it's just a line about the revolution. That's all it is. See what can be, unburdened by what has been. That's a very flowery, nice way of saying burn everything down so we can create a new future for you. Dirty commies they are. You know who isn't commie? Chalk. Chalk's anti-communist. They call themselves anti-communists. I love that. That's what I am. I don't call myself a Republican or a conservative or a populist or a libertarian or a nationalist or any of those things. I suppose I have strains of all those things running through me. I am an anti-communist. Stopping communists, stopping these demons is really all that matters. Because unless we stop them, well, all is lost. Chalk echoes that. Chalk believes that as well. They do more than just sell natural herbal supplements. Remember the height of the pandemic, all the mask craziness, vaccine, Chalk was out there speaking loudly against the medical tyranny in this country. Chalk, they sell so many things. I personally take a male vitality stack, 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days, but they have a million different natural herbal supplements, and you can reach out to them and get some information. They'll help you. Call or text them, 50-CHALK-3000. 50-CHALK-3000. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Final segment of an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. If you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. You can email me if you miss me while I'm gone. Just over the weekend, I'll be back on Monday. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, before we dig into the emails I didn't get to, and I don't know how many of these I am going to get to, I want to do something really quickly. Let's save a baby. We're going into a weekend. Or maybe it's Saturday and you're listening the next day. It's the weekend. Are you going to spend $28 on anything this weekend? Most will. What if you spent $28 on a baby? $28, it buys an ultrasound. Preborn is out there in these high abortion areas, and they have these pro-life clinics giving these women free ultrasounds, women who are about to have an abortion. That baby's life is about to be ended. Preborn gives them an ultrasound, and these women choose life almost every time. There's something about it. She hears that heartbeat. She chooses life. And the ultrasound costs $28. You can give whatever you want. Look, it's all tax deductible. Just give whatever you want. Give them 28 grand for all I care. It's tax deductible. So how many lives is that? Preborn.com/Jesse. All right? Preborn.com/Jesse. Now, let's tackle what we can.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Emails
we didn't get to.
Dear Dr. Jesse, at my school, the teachers allow a man in the women's restrooms. He's a senior and 18 years old, but he refuses to use the single stall restrooms. A lot of the girls I know, even the non-Christians, are very uncomfortable when he uses the bathrooms. My whole family and I complained to the school, and they said they have their hands tied because the school board voted to affirm gay students. We discover they did vote about it only a month previous. Somehow we didn't know about this at all. Is this a problem with us for not knowing about this, or are the school boards deliberately hiding these dates? How do we pressure the school board into supporting our values, so on and so forth? Her name is Grace, and Grace requests the Frito Bandito.
Ay, 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 I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos, corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Pringles corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Is it our fault? Well, yes and no. Yes and no, and allow me to explain. These are very evil people. Communists are evil people. And evil people don't think like you. And they don't think like me. They are, honestly, the best way I would describe them is predators. You're not a predator. They roam around looking for people to prey upon. And because you're not a predator, you don't think like they think. And you and I, we get caught off guard by these things. So here's how it works. When it comes to a school board, first of all, the makeup of the school board. You, me, we don't run for these. We should. We should own every school board in the country, especially in red areas. But even in red areas, the school boards are run by commies because we were too busy watching the game, relaxing. We're at work. The commies aren't. They get to town and the first thing they do is go get themselves on the school board. Now, let's follow that. Why are they doing that? Why do they care so much? Is it because school board is so much fun? No. It's because it gives them access to your children, to the communists. As we talked earlier in the show, your children are everything to him. He must break them from you. He must shatter the family unit and shatter your child from these values you've given them. That's why they seek out the school board positions. And then, like just like in this example here, they will vote on things they know parents don't want. They'll do it as quietly as humanly possible. In California, they're passing bills. They're putting it into law that they can tranny your kid behind your back and the school isn't allowed to tell mom and dad. That's how committed these people are to shattering our children. And again, you are not a predator. So I have all the sympathy in the world for you and me, how we got caught off guard. We woke up one day and there's a bunch of freaking demons running our society. Well, we don't think like they think, but we better start. We failed when we allowed them to have the school boards. Is there anything we can do? How can we do it? How can we pressure the school board? Take away their jobs. That's how you pressure a school board. You're not going to stand. Now, I like that parents are getting loud at school boards. That's a good thing. Be active. I'm not bad-mouthing that at all. But these communists are not worried about your anger. These communists are worried about keeping their position. That's what they truly fear. We had some lame lecture in church a couple months ago about politics. And for the most part, they did a very good job about abortion and all this other stuff. They did a very, very good job. But one of the things they said was, you have to make sure you're living in peace with everybody. That's ridiculous. You should never live at peace with a predator who's after your child. You should be making enemies. Are you making enemies? You should be making an enemy of that school board member. How? By running against them. Take away their power. Take away their access, not just to your children, to other children. If you're not making enemies in your community better be 100% blood red. And I bet you it's not. Mine isn't. And let me tell you what, half my town loves me and half mine thinks I'm the Antichrist. I get sneered at in the grocery store. They hate my freaking guts and I'm proud of it. I walk real tall when that happens to me. Make enemies. There are evil demons after your children. Don't let them get them. Go make enemies. Go take away someone's school board spot. That's what you do. Dear Oracle, your opening monologue was the absolute best one I have ever heard. I live in East Tennessee, Upper East Tennessee. Gosh, I love Tennessee. I would like to see how to form some sort of red state coalition against the out-of-control federal government. Look, a red state coalition, it's just, again, a matter of getting the kind of Republicans into office who are willing to do this. And it's our red states that are failing us the most because these are the states where we could have hardcore anti-communists in office And instead, we have this GOP good old boy network. So we're full of loser governors like Kay Ivey, loser senators like Mitt Romney and John Cornyn and Rounds and so many of the others. We need to be much more active with our red state politics. And then once we get the people who have the will in there, well, once the will gets there, the action follows. All right? Now put your phone down and go enjoy your weekend. I'm going to go enjoy mine. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.